I've always looked at that man's work as unbelievable. And like, even his albums that he put out, like Donuts and all these other albums.
Yeah, Dilla Donuts.
J-Lib and him and Mad Lib. And, right. You know what I'm saying?
Him
all these albums that he
Doom
puts out.
And them cats too.
Yeah, no question. He got beats that, like, he used to send me a beat CD and be like, yo, these are the beats that nobody can rhyme to. See what you can do to it. And it'll be the most off the wall, left field, groundbreaking sounding beats. And that was what would challenge me to write, because I always wanted to do what the next artist couldn't. So he would give me the beat CD and say, yo, nobody couldn't write to these beats.
If there was one beat that you remember that he gave to you that struck you the most as one of the most incredible beats and you wrote a rhyme to, what beat would that be?
Still Shining on the coming album, my first solo album. Because for the whole length of the beat, every four beats of the beat, the programming or the arrangement, the song mode or the song arrangement of the production, it changed and it never repeated throughout the rest of the song. So when I wrote the rhyme, I had to write the rhyme to the way the drum pattern was going, and I would have to keep rewinding that part.
It was like a puzzle.
Yeah, if the part was only 2 or 3 seconds long, I would have to keep rewinding that part until I figured out how to match the wordplay pattern to go exactly with the production pattern of the beat. And then when I complete that, then I would go to the next 3-4 seconds of the beat and match my wordplay to what the beat was then doing in a new direction. Match the wordplay to that beat pattern, then go to the next 3-4 seconds of the beat. And I had to do it like that all the way until the song was finished. That song took me about a week and a half to write. I ain't never take that long to write a song in my life.
With my ultraviolet skin cancer, causing laser beam flow, then cause a riot. Oh shit, I'm gonna give you more and more hot flows that's gonna help you see who got the real roar. You can watch me rap for the entire 9 seasons. Cold-blooded flow that got you motherfuckers freezing. You must find your style. I identify with your own profile. Niggas don't understand what we be talking about design, especially for biters who try to figure it out. Ice campaigns all over beats, son, while I smoke your fillies all the way down to the last one. Yo, watch me skyrocket. Prop me for my flow and get your hand out my pocket. As the world keeps on turning. Killing microphones, that's the nigga most determined. Keeping biters feeding like this was their last service. Stay away from fake motherfuckers like Mark Furman. Got your whole entire mental house on the prairie burning. Stick me for my ride like you stuck me for my Shirley. Yo, you must be out your fucking mind. The only thing you really need to do is chill and watch the sunshine. Till my dragon made me stop whining. I see my influence still shining. Get with this hero call. Keep my people moving like a U-Haul. Then I'm gonna hit you with that. Get that short to make it don't crack. Watch me knock you down. You'll be surprised how quick the fucking word will get around. A fighter came up missing and the bitch was never found. Yo, I come with shit. I'm so sure to hit. Hit you till your motherfucking nose split. Counterfeit nigga need to sit back up off of it. And if you don't listen, you deserve whatever you get. Just a moment, let me take a breather. Got you niggas sweating cold like you caught the fever. Just to know my every move, you fuck a freak psychic reader. For those who bite my flows, I got to always pack my heater. Yo, I was the one that made a nigga cough. Quick to turn a nigga off. Yo, I'm quick to break a nigga's spine in any effort made by those who try to take mine. Till my dragon made me stop whining. I see my influence still shining. Till my dragon made me stop whining. I see my influence still till my dragon made me stop whining.
That song took me about a week and a half to write. I ain't never take that long to write a song in my life. But it was challenging for me because I knew that it couldn't be copied. And at that time too, you know, the cloth that we was cut from, we took great pride in knowing that we was able to create something that was original, that was respected. You know what I mean? It ain't like now. You know what I mean? Nowadays, a dude will use a line or two from your record and spin it off and make it like cool to do in his record.
Right.
And I ain't got nothing wrong with that, but that's just not what we was conditioned to do earlier when we was coming up. Everybody had to do something that was a one of one. And I think that's what made hip-hop so special earlier in the game. You know what I'm saying? And Dilla was that dude as a producer. You know what I'm saying? He made music that was one of ones. You know what I'm saying? He stood out. He brought the best out of the MCs. And couldn't copy it. Because a lot of the times he figured out how to do things with the machine that no producer didn't discover to this day. You know what I'm saying? So Dilla was just a genius, man, and he still is. He was way, way ahead of his time.
Everybody thought Tip did the beats that he rhymed on, and everybody thought the remixes in. I did interviews, and they asked me questions like, yeah, so Tip did this and that. I'm like, no, I did that. You know what I'm saying? Like, no. So it was like, yeah, after a while, it got to be frustrating, you know what I'm saying? And it led to tension and just, you know what I'm saying, like complaints. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, let's do this. Let's do this. Trackmasters was actually the people on top, you know, over there that just killing it. And we happen to have the same management, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, how come we don't have the same exposure? Slum was the reason I'm even here. I shot Slum to Tip, and that's how I actually got on. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Shopping the Slum Village demo. And he called me and was like, he wasn't interested in the slums. Like, slum has always been slept on. And I tell people, like, you know, they think I'm either frustrated or bitter at them. It's like, nah, they got to understand that. I was there through all of that, through all of the rejection. So to see them do something successfully and somebody believe in them and put something out, it's like, I know how they feel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And speaking of which, this reunion album, for this year, Slum Village will be back together.
With JD.
Yes. So it's four MCs now, but you know.
I got a question. How you feel on the last Slum album? I mean, you're not impressed.
Honestly, the only reason I say I'm not 100% into it is because I wasn't 100% into it.
Yeah, exactly. But how do you feel about the Slum now? Is that
Slum now? No, it's good now, because I'm here.
Of course.
But you know, they needed that. It's like, I needed my space. Seriously, it's like, it was so much bullshit doing the shows, tension. I wanted to just fight. But how can I fight this man? I got to go on stage with him. And we backstage. Wu-Tang is just like, I didn't want to go through that.
No.
So that was the reason the majority of, like, those shows, I just stayed home, work, let them do their thing. I do like main shows here and there, but it's kind of slowed up, man. We grew apart. I'm saying creatively, we do songs and be in totally different directions on the rhymes and what you want to talk about. Like, by 10, want to talk about something totally spiritual. I want to talk about some girls. To you want to talk about?
You can hear
amusement park. It's always been like that.
And
L's eye is just, you know what I'm saying? He's lyrically, but he's just everywhere.
That's why you put Fat Cat in front.
Right. Even now, you know what I'm saying? Kind of balanced it. Because it's like so much shit. And you got to be masses too, you know what I'm saying? You got to get some of these people to buy the album, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. Promote yourself. Make the label put more energy into you and shit, because without that, you'll just be sitting on the shelf.
Yeah, somebody with no cash, with no record deal, anything.
You know, and that's everywhere. That's everywhere. That was me. I just got out of the MCA deal, like, just literally a month ago. Just signed a release. Been asking for a release for over a year. Been signed.
But I don't understand, because to me, you got your own sound. Like, Premier got his cut shit.
Right, yeah.
You got your own sound by putting the soul clap a little earlier and stuff like that. And cats bite you, man. Don't you? How you feel about that stuff? I mean, you're angry, right?
It's both sides. Both sides. I respect it, because when I hear good shit, it makes me want to go make something, but not make something like what I just heard. That's the only difference. It's like, they take the inspiration and then go and do the exact same thing. I don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? Where what I feel when I make music is like energy, but it's not like, I'm not thinking about Premier when I make it. I'm not thinking about P-Rock. I love their work. I love Dre. I love
You got any inspiration source?
Just, it's like
old records?
What is old records? You know, how I feel for the day. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't understand, like, how the shit comes through me, or when I feel the urge to work, you know, it just happens. It's like I said, it's a mood. You know what I'm saying? Some days I wake up and I might not want to make anything. Phone call from P-Rock. It's back to the lab.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, anything will push me like that, but I don't have a set time. Like, I just go in the studio at 5 o'clock. It's kind of whatever. Mad Lib is my man, yo.
I understand that stuff. Man, look, the record,
yes, yes,
yeah,
yes,
exactly.
Man, the J Lib, see, I gotta get with Stone Throw Official. But it was flying for the first couple weeks in February. Cause
Europe?
Yes, yes, because they have the white label shit out here.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be out.
Digital.
Okay, right. You, oh, that one.
Yeah. That's like the playlist.
It was like, yeah, yeah. It was not this is what happened. Mad Lib actually, this is how actually, I gotta explain it.
Okay, come on.
I hooked up with Mad Lib because I love his work.
How did you do that?
It's like, look, I'm telling you.
Start from the beginning.
Yeah.
Come on.
I hooked up with Mad Lib because I love his work. Yeah. Bought his records. When I first heard Lupac, went crazy. Okay, who was this cat?
Soul.
I worked on my album through MCA. See, this is about 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. I actually got in touch with Mad Lib, flew him out. He laid me like 6 tracks. Ridiculous shit. I got to do what was like one shit. Like what I was doing for my album was getting all the producers that I love. I wasn't doing none of the beats on my album. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted everybody who I listen to do all the beats. Just because.
Yeah.
They expected me to do all the beats. So like I said, I got Mad Lib, came down, got to go to the beat the Buster thing. After we hooked up, I found out that Mad Lib was making demos over beat tapes and JD beat CDs, things of that nature. I didn't say nothing, you know, it's all good. You know, then he sent me a copy. It's like he sent me the CD of 12 songs. Of like vocals, cuts. It was like an album of all JD beats.
In a week, right?
Yes, yes. So I'm like, no, that's impossible. So, you know, I just called him, like, you know what I'm saying? No, don't take this the wrong way, but what's going on?
Yeah.
You know, like, and then I'm hearing about this white label, 12-inch, and this JD beat, and you're rhyming on it. He's like, oh, you know, it's all good, you know. So I'm like, you my mans, fool. I just dropped it, and I said, well, look, if we're going to do it, let's do it official. Let's do an album or something. Let's do an EP. Let's just mess the industry up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hook up like that, do it. A week later, I sent him some beats. He sent me shit, man. You know, straight. Oh, we laid it.
It's all set.
Just for this album, yeah. Just people know, we didn't go in the studio and lay verses and track it down, and it was all straight off a CD overdub and straight mixtape.
Raw.
So everything you hear is straight 2 tracks, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And overdub, so it's just raw. That's how it shit sounded to me anyway. Real raw, you know what I'm saying? In my name, Mad Lib. So I think it should be good, you know what I'm saying? It's like 20 something cuts,
man.
You know what I'm saying?
Because nowadays you're into that synthetic sound.
Right.
Is that because of sample clearance or is it?
Yeah, you know what? You know what? That's a good note. Because samples played a good part in that, in that whole movement. But even though I'm back, like this year, I'm back to chopping up breakbeats and familiar breakbeats, substitution and shit. I mean, I'm talking about some crazy, you know what I'm saying? So that's where I'm at this year. Matter of fact, check for the new De La shit.
Yeah.
I chopped Genius of Love. Oh, man, it's one of my favorites to this day, one of my favorite tracks. But yeah, back to that shit. But the synthetic shit I was fucking with the keyboard, you know, that came from, like I said, the sample clearances. For the Tip album, it was so much hassle with samples. The UFO people, whoever that is. I don't even know who that is. It's a common break. Everybody used that. I just put it in the back of the track. We get a call after the Tip album is out with a lawsuit so big, like $100,000. For that little sound. Come on. I'm like, where's the love at? I said, you know what? Fuck it, I'll play my damn self.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You want 85% of my publishing and $100,000 here?
This JD has a Jeep nowadays with a booming system.
Yes. Oh.
Right?
I got the Delalay. It's the Delalay, not the Escalade. Cadillac. Only one.
So you ran outside just to check out your new Jeep and the booming system?
It's only one. You know what? I don't know where I get that from. I didn't used to be like that. It was never that way. I used to ride a regular truck, and I was good with what I had, you know what I'm saying? Just after a while, being around people and you see success and you see good shit, you know what I'm saying? You want to treat yourself to something. And that's all it is. I don't take it any more serious than that because it can be taken away from you. This is what I got, you know, as quick as I got it. So, yeah, it's just a, you know, the privilege to go in the studio, and it makes me go to work every day. Every day, stay at it, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I love trucks and sounds and all that, yeah. So. What I do is, I put like two, I call them two batches per city, 24 beats per city. And it's like, last year I did five volumes, so it was like 24 beats, five cities, do the math. But you know, 100 plus beats. So what I do, I just send them out to the labels, send them out to management. I have to stop doing that because I did that last year. Yeah, and that's how the bootlegs.
That's why I'm not giving you a tape right.
Right, right. So it's like, yeah, see?
Exactly. Saying, yeah?
It's like, that shit is crazy. You got to put some type of, see, I just learned that, you know what I'm saying? Last year, you got to put some type of sand or, some over it repetitively. It's like, you know, like I said, now I do it through the Pro Tools system, so it's a little easier to do that and stop all the bootleg. You know what I'm saying? So now I put these nuts or some shit running all through the whole CD. You know what I'm saying? You hear it every 30 seconds. It's like, you can't just rap over it.
Yes, waiting 47,
right. Exactly. You got to do that. And labels just start doing that also. You know what I'm saying? Just trying to figure out how to stop the bootleg.
Right, right. It's like,
KJ is more of, that was a production side, like, exclusive production for MCA, actually. It was like, I had the FC and KJ. FC was about to turn into, actually, FC was actually about to turn into the production company, but we ended up using a KJ. It was, like legal, you know, like it's hard to explain. Like the legal, an attorney, they like things that they can understand and see. Like the FC was just confusing for everybody, and it got a lot of checks confused. And you know what I'm saying? So you write KJ, it's pretty easy to not misspell that. Yeah.
But that, you know what amazed me? That Royce the 5'9 joint.
Yeah.
That amazed me, man.
Oh, man.
It was like, when was right, this, right, man? Yeah. That was the first
heard from you. I know, you know what? And I actually took a chance with that. I was like, it's like Royce, he loved that type of shit, though. You know what I'm saying? He liked the Lossier type of beats. So, like, I do the, like, what P-Rock does is he'll make beats for people. I don't usually do that. But it's just one day I had that beat, and it was just Royce in my head. So I actually, you know, passed it along to him, and he was with it. You know what I'm saying? It just happened, it was supposed to be for some soundtrack at first, but, you know, they just released it as is. But that was one of my joints at that time. I'm like, yeah, I was glad that came out because it was different than what people were used
strange,
to. You know what
man.
I'm saying?
I didn't believe that shit.
Yeah.
But in the end, like, slowing down.
I had to freak. But see now that was, we were just talking about people imitating. That was my Timbaland impression. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
it was like,
it's not my shit.
You know, people do it. People do it. You know what I'm saying? I do it. I get inspired. But you want to do you.
Your own.
Do your thing. Yeah, still do you. You know what I'm saying? But
it's a road.
It's all good. You know, it's all good that if you can show that you can touch all the areas. A lot of people fuck up with that, doing that. Tip fuck up doing that. My man, you know what I'm saying? But
I know.
I love him. You know what I'm saying? I love him. We talk about it, and it's just like, he knows that I know, but everybody else doesn't know. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the funkiest niggas. I know, you know what I'm saying? Yo, it's like, like the Amplified album, you know what I'm saying? And then the shit after that didn't come out, or the Kamal Farid album, that I didn't have anything to do with that album. It's just like, I was just upset at how the people took to him, because I know what he's capable of. And it's hard for a producer / MC, because if you're known for beats as I am, it's hard to do. You know, you can't be an MC and a producer.
You don't see yourself as a
right now, what I'm doing is, like what I've been doing, like the last 3 years, all production.
Yeah.
Like what I'm doing is, just trying to get my name out. I still consider myself underground, very underground. I want to get across there and still do what I do and not have to do a beat that sounds like this or do this or some commercial. Like Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang, RZA keeps his shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it gets played on the radio constantly. Yeah. It's everywhere.
Attitude. That's
what I'm after. You know?
Yeah,
a few things have made it. A few things have barely surfaced. You know what I'm saying? Barely surfaced. And it's better over. It's more love over there. You know what I'm saying too, than over in the States. When I make my music, you know what I'm saying, I want people to feel what I feel. I want them to feel that energy that I, whatever it was. Yeah, that's all it is. Because I make it straight from the heart. So it's like, to be taken for anything else is crazy to me.
When people get upset, you know, people take,
Would you ever make a beat for Wack MC who got cash?
That's a good question.
How do you pick the MC?
Now, it's hard. Like Frank and Dan, yeah, that they just grew up. They're right there. You know what I'm saying? I can't. It's like sometimes. Yeah, I can't say anything, but cause it's hard because I appreciate them wanting to work with me, and you know what I'm saying, and wanting to get me out there more. You know what I'm saying? It helps me out also. So it's good sides, but then it's like. Like I did a few things recently. Y'all gonna be surprised. A few new artists that came out. You know,
you're ashamed or what?
You know, I'm proud of the work and I'm proud that they took a chance with my shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm proud of. But it's like I know how people are in mass. I'm a DJ. You know what I'm saying? And I know the crowd and how people take to records and shit. And it's not. You know, it's not that deal. You know, it's a lot of things that come out. You know what I'm saying? I'm proud of. Just I'm a very hard critic on my shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like it's hard for me to really like ride around and listen to some shit of my own. You know what I'm saying? Like especially once it's laid and once it's done. Like I listen to the mix of it for a few times and it's that's it. I hear it when it whacks come out. But Dwelle's finally about to drop. Finally. Right. You know, it got around bootleg, virgin, drop, here, there, I don't know. Yeah, but it's like, you know, that good music and service. But he will be coming out. It's not through Virgin, though. It's not through Virgin. And if I'm not mistaken, it's Rope-A-Dope, Atlantic, but I can double check. Fat Cat through Hollywood Records. I only did two joints. I rhymed on the joint with, and Little Man did the beat, the production on that. Mm-hmm. Look for that. QD, I'm not hip. I haven't heard anything.
No,
that's not my man. Yeah. But I know he's working. You know what I'm saying? But we're trying to pop him a deal. You know, anything I get, you know, I always pass it on to him. So yeah, QD, Frank and Dank, of course, Hollywood Records.
But Frank and Dank, that was Dank.
Yeah, Dank. Yeah.
What's Frank?
Frank is in the D. He's like.
It's not like Frank and Dank.
No. It's like two people. Right.
Still get the same voice.
It's like. Right. Yeah. It's like.
It's like Slick.
It's like. I don't consider them the greatest MCs. I like the feeling. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, I like working with him. You know what I'm saying? It's like the vibe that I get working with him. And shit.
When I heard this stuff, it was like slum, but a little more aggressive.
Yeah.
That's
it's like, yeah, it was like more like a street slum, like you said, like more aggressive. So it was just automatic to work with him. You know what I'm saying? That's family. It's like slum. It's so easy. It's like they have the same work ethic. Let's just do something. You know
same city, man.
Same city. Right around the corner, you know what I'm saying?
Detroit what?
Anybody else? Guilty. Look for this guy named Guilty Simpson. He is ridiculous. Coming from the D, man. He's down with D12 and the 9 Porter that's down with Dre now. So I know he's going to be sprinkled on the Chronic 2.
Some album stuff after, for sure. Well, I'm interested to see what it is. Basically, what I asked Lil J is, do you have a few tracks in mind that you want to play from your brother, or anything that your brother had to do with? And if you don't know, Lil J's brother is J Dilla, one of the greatest producers to ever make beats in the world. And that's hands down for anybody who's done their research. You'll know that.
Salute.
And I'm just interested to see what I thought at first he was going to request some tracks, but he's like, oh, can I play some joints off of my phone or whatever? So we're going to get some real exclusive tracks right now. You want to intro that or talk about whatever it is you're going to play?
Yeah, I'm going to drop this project with some joints off the project called Quite Delicious, which is a QD. And he's actually an original member of Slum Village and also actually my blood cousin or whatever, like our cousin or whatever. But yeah, my brother produced a whole project for him, for his whole album. It's called Quite Delicious by QD. And I'm going to drop the track Rock Box. Like, this was the joint.
Whenever you're ready. Might have to push get the wire.
Representing lovely on the microphone, I'm standing on my lonely MCs are getting cold crushed. When I bust, you getting left in the dust. It's a must. Suckers think they claiming the name by using profane. Well, let me show you how the game by dropping it rock box dope shit that them niggas can't see. Homeboy, you can't even stand next to me. Ooh, let me tell you, I ain't got nothing to prove or lose. I'm leaving home cruise, singing the blues. Tell me what's the news, it's QD, me. Turning out Motown, throw down. And I'm serving up, say what? Most niggas ain't got the guts to bring it. Cause the state is terminated when I leave it. I know you can't believe it, ever since 87. I knew I would achieve it. Let me ride the rhythm, dope rhymes. That's what I give them. Ayo, back in the day, I used to wear a Kango with the hell of a flow. My lavish abundance is constant, like the rain hitting your window pane. You already know my name, so you hit the cosmic rain and hell it. While them niggas in the crowd yelling, rock box, non-stop. Let it pop, you're not, and you know it's the short shot. Cause brothers losing their nuggets, you had to ask, what is this? Cause when I aim, I do not miss the beat. I'ma get in it, like them skins when I hit it. Can you dig it, dug it, rugged, dope. MCs can't cope. You ask if you can touch the mic when I'm done. No, I'm slicker than slick, and I don't miss the tricks. Cause tricks is bad for your health when you ain't got knowledge yourself. I ain't got time to get caught up. I'm steady making cheese. Please, I don't want no ride, I want weed. Say what's up to my nigga JD, T3, and my brother about 10 doing the Earl Flynn. Rock box, non-stop, non-stop. Rock box, rock box, non-stop, non-stop. Rock box, rock box.
Killing me right now, man. My neck is sore and everything.
Yo, yeah, that was QD Rock Box, produced by none other than James Yancey, aka J Dilla, JD. Yeah.
So, what's next, man?
Let me see what I got. Yo, let me see. You know what? I'm gonna drop another one off of that album just because that album has some heaters. Some mm-hmm. of my favorite beats in my brother's actually on that album. And, you know, obviously my cousin, you know, it's like it's a family thing. I'm not biased, but it's like I actually, you know, obviously the beats is crazy. And, like, I really like my, like his voice, QD. He is just like this rugged, kind of funky voice, kind of like
goes well with the sound.
Yeah, it goes right with the beat.
And, like I said to you, like, while we were off the air, like, I feel like these tracks might be out there, but right now you playing them is like the good sound. Like, you actually have the tracks, like, good quality. Like, I don't know. So it's crazy to hear that, man. And even some, it's like even that beat sounds like another beat that maybe got lost in the vaults or something. You know, you acquire these like random J Dilla bootleg.
Oh yeah,
instrumental albums,
yeah.
And then you hear these little things, and that like just kind of hit the memory a bit, you know.
But, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So what's next?
Okay, I'm going to drop another one off that album. This one is called Kilo.
Kilo?
Yeah, that's Kilo. Yeah, yeah, man. That's one of my favorite joints, man. That beat just knocks like so hard, like,
yeah,
it's like crazy, man.
Yeah, man.
So
all right, what's next? What's next?
What's next? I'm trying to see
things.
You know what? I think I'm gonna take y'all to the Diary album, and
that's the latest, not the latest, but the latest solo.
The re-release, yeah, yeah. Because this album was actually supposed to come out before Rough Draft, but because of the whole thing with MCA and that thing, because that deal was actually with MCA, this project. But, you know, everything happened with that, so this project came out, was it, like, yeah, last year. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
And the concept of that album was that every track was produced by a different producer?
Yep, and then he produced some of it, but, like, you know, that was his point, was to kind of... Lost his skills as an MC, yeah, you know, show himself as a vocalist, and, you know, because, you know, obviously he was so known as a producer that people didn't get a really chance to, you know, really see how dope of an MC he was, even though it's all over the slum stuff, all over the stuff he's put out. Yeah. But it's like, I think he really wants to showcase that so people could really kind of see and focus on that,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, incredible rapper.
Well, I'm going to play off of that. I'm going to play a joint called... You know what? I'm going to play the joint produced by High Tech featuring Snoop Dogg and Cocaine, Gangsta Boogie.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
All right, all right. CKUT 90.3 All The Way Live Radio. Stay tuned.
It's gangsta. 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 It's gangsta.
Yeah.
It's gangsta.
Welcome to the D where the concrete cracks from the weather. When it's cold, keep buying weed packed in the leather. Heat, hell, the sleet, it's no sleeping. Stacking this cheddar, P.I. back it forever. In a D strap for whatever happens. Whatever cat rapping, that bull crap, we pull that. Dilla with the capital letters. Niggas deliver it good, Dilla just be rapping it better. Let's just get off of me for a minute and off of these niggas. Something off of me. D.I.C.I. kill niggas softly. And be sure that I'm not L.B. Bounce to the bar, fool. If a nigga on some raw ball, pull up with a fucking car full. What? I got my nigga Cocaine and stupid High Tech, make it gangsta for you, you.
It's gangsta, it's gangsta, it's gangsta.
So
it's gangsta, it's gangsta, it's gangsta.
It's gangsta,
it's gangsta, it's gangsta, it's gangsta.
It's so gangsta,
it's gangsta.
It's
gangsta.
It's gangsta.
A, B, C, D, E, F. Take a look around, it's only me left. W, U, E, S, T, S, I, D, and Z. Spin it to get dizzy. Eagle double jizzy. Izzy. Willing to fulfill him while I'm chilling. Crip a pillin' with my nigga J. Dillon. Illin'. Still in the motherfucking place to be. I show you motherfuckers up a gangster G. Underwater boogie with my homegirl Cookie. Shout out to the hardest crip ever, Big Tookie. Rules and regulations. Choose my innovation, cruise my levitation, smooth my reputation. Will bank you, no prankster. For 21 years, been known to keep it gangster. One nation up under the groove. I met Obama in some Snoop Dogg house shoes.
Cause it's gangster, it's gangster, it's gangster. It's gangster, it's gangster, it's gangster. It's gangster, it's gangster. It's gangsta. It's gangsta. It's gangsta. It's gangsta.
It's gangsta.
I never been no gangsta.
Well, all right, y'all.
I always guilty gangsta.
You know, I always kept the gangsta.
Kill us. Hell, niggas. They feel us.
Oh, they feel us now.
And Snoop Dogg, Cocaine, and Jay Dilla. It's gangsta. 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 It's
Jay Dilla featuring Snoop. Cocaine. Produced by DJ High Tech. From The Diary. Definitely played that track a few times on All The Way Live. That one is a banger.
And, yeah,
really has that West Coast feel. High Tech really knows how to go from the East to the West for some reason.
Like, oh, yeah, he's super, super dope producer. Yeah, right. definitely one of my favorites. High Tech, like his drums. It's just certain people that got that certain, it's just a certain swing. And not only that, it's like that swing combined with like the fullness of the drums and to be able to have that bottom, it just makes it, it's like an ill combination. It's crazy.
It has something to do with the MPC 3000.
Well, yeah, definitely. That's one
maybe
of the,
a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah.
I feel like a lot of my favorite producers, it's, like, it's either SP or MPC 3000 or something like that. But yeah. So what's next, man? What else you have in the bag?
Well, for this one track, this one is special because of all my brother's tracks, this is the only one where I star in the video. this track is Won't Do It. It was on this album, The Shining. And I'm basically playing my brother in the video on this track. Jay Dilla, Won't Do.
Makes me think of the story you told me the other day where someone posted an article like a Illa J article, a J Dilla article.
Oh yeah, yeah. They put a picture of me. Yeah, you know what? Maybe that like might have
confused
some
people.
Probably
because of that video, you know.
Yeah, yeah. That's crazy. Thinking. I never even thought about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, here it is. J Dilla won't do off the Shining.
That's a nice fit, you ain't got a price shit. I pays for it like the mics and the sauce. We pack big bags out of Saks Fifth Ave. Mr. Put them in the back with a fifth back. I need space for all of my women's. In these days, the arguing was limited. I replace the broad if she tripping. It's the game and all in the pimping. You got one, that's cool. Nowadays, everybody got two. That'll do, but I need another one. Yeah, and another one
won't do two, and it's not enough for me, no.
Line them up.
One won't do it, two is not enough for me, no. One won't do two, it's not enough for me, no. One won't do it, two is not enough for me, no.
Yeah, let's see, I got one, got two, got. Tell me, do you got what I need? A fourth party that could run our team, you know. Keep them in line, cause one might need it. DZ the guy that your hun might creep with. She might do some freak nick shit on ya. I keeps to the beats and boning them. Yeah, whole body blinging like 3PO, nigga. And when I pull that fucker out, it attracts the gold diggers with them big old jelly smuckered out. Make deal when I tuck it in. But the truck got the Fifth Element like Tucker's in it. All you hear is them custom 10 inches beating like 15s. Why can I fit in them jeans? You seem like a true team player for real, love. With your boy J to the killer, yeah. You got one, that's cool. Nowadays, everybody got two. That'll do, but I need another one. Yep, I need another one.
One won't do two, it's not enough for me, no.
Line them up for your nigga.
One two, it's not enough for me, no. One won't do two, it's not enough for me, no. One won't do it, two is not enough for me, no. One won't do.
J Dilla.
Yeah.
Won't do. It's not enough. No.
One won't do, two is not enough for me, no. Yeah, honestly, it was crazy. It's with that song, that was my first time involved in any of the process of as far as like the business side of putting out a record, because at the time being, because you know, obviously, you know, at that time when this album came out after my brother passed, so it came out later that year, and BBE had asked me and my mom, they were asking us which song that we wanted for the single. And, you know, I technically picked that.
Strong arm.
I kind of A&R'd that in a little bit. But okay. No, like, because for me, like, I picked that because, you know, it showed him singing a little bit. And, like, it showed, because I wanted people to see, like, how good of a writer he was. Like, not only his writing, but then he could sing melodic, you know, just to show another side of him outside of just his production.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I feel like that's the one that really kind of allowed him to flex his skills.
Yeah, man. Good choice. For and sure. And then you started in the video.
Yeah. That was awesome. Cause you know they asked, you know, if I was willing to do it, and then it wasn't like it was like a hesitation, like I'm not sure. It was like, of course, I'm down to play my brother. You know, and it was a pretty trippy experience. Like, you know, I didn't know who was all going to pop up to see like a comment, like okay, cool. And then next thing you know, Will.i.am pops up, and it's like, It's like, what? Like, it's all crazy. Mm. It's trippy to, like, that experience around that time. And then, you know, fast forward to now, you know, I'm on my third solo album, which is crazy because at that time I had no idea about how I was going to do it. Just knew that I wanted to do it, and that's it.
Yeah.
And now it's just like here. It's just crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
10 years.
Amazing.
Fast.
So, yeah. What's next, man? I think we're going to get into, like, maybe another track and then get into another track from the newest album again, Home.
Okay, yeah.
So,
sure.
What else do you have in the bag before we get back into your new stuff?
Before I go back, I want to play this song because this particular song on the original version of J-Lib is this song was actually on it, and then they just put out the remixes, but it's a song called The Ruckus. So, like,
on the,
my original
on the bootleg version.
Well,
because I know there was a bootleg version of the J-Lib that came out before the actual J-Lib.
Oh, well, I didn't know. The version I'm talking about is actually the actual CD from my brother's CD case that I took out of his CD case. Like, I would just take his music or, you know, take of CDs course. Out all the time, yeah. Check out stuff. And then now I realize, like, oh, I know what that was, because it was like him just bouncing beats to listen to in his car. But, you know, obviously at that time I hadn't, like, I was already into music, but I wasn't at the point where I was producing yet. So when you start producing, that's when, you know, I'm like, oh, I get it. You know, he was bouncing probably a bunch of different, because sometimes I would hear the same beats over, and I'm like, oh, that's what he was doing. He was testing out beats. That's why I had the marker on it. So I was like, for some reason, that didn't make it. I'm assuming because of the sample, and then maybe at some point they cleared it, and that's why it's out now. Because it's such a crazy joint. I don't know. I don't understand why it's not on J-Lib, but yeah.
Okay.
My favorite joint.
So you said The Ruckus.
The Ruckus, yeah, J-Lib.
Y'all know what this is. Jay Dilla Mad Lib collab. We take cats in the back in the lab.
Niggas, there you roll out. Pop some, smoke some, drink some. Yeah, come on.
Jay Dilla Mad Lib collab. We take cats in the back in the lab. And dangerous with pins and pads. I don't even really need to ad lib the rap. Better fix your traps or you'll get slapped by a nigga in a piston cap. Detroit players, pimps and max here. We live this, you act and this a rap. And niggas ain't with that diss and crap, so don't spit it. I spit back tip for tat. And please don't twist the facts. I'm back in this to shut down the game and switch to jack. Then shake shit up, twist the cap. Now I'm all over the place. Get the picture snap. Y'all better beware, motherfuckers. And y'all better prepare for the ruckus. Yeah,
you know how a nigga bring it. Yo, this veterans up in this motherfucker. Yeah, so what? Let's get live. Drink some. Yo, where y'all at? Yeah, we bring it to the hood, y'all. Yeah, y'all know what this is. Live niggas only. It's not a game, nigga.
Yeah. Jay Dilla Mad Lib collab. We take cats in the back in the lab. Heavy like Chevys and built to last. You ain't built to last, you will collapse. Should have did your math. Get ready to feel the wrath when Dilla Lib attack. Better come real with that. Niggas yield the yap and what you rapping, fibs are facts. If it ain't real, don't deal with that. Hit a shut down the game, it's Dilla Mad. With the rough ass Brillo pad shit. Live with it when I fire, will the lack. We out trying to fill the fist with scratch. So after you get the dick, get the picture snap. Y'all better beware, motherfuckers. And y'all better prepare for the ruckus.
Where the party at? Come on. Push them up. Yeah. It's all on us. Yeah. Y'all free tonight. How y'all feeling? Pull up in the club and show some. Show some love tonight. Yeah. Let me see that bank, bro. Come on, y'all. Spend some money. Yeah. Y'all know what this is.
J-Lib.
Yeah.
So pretty much I think the concept on that album was J-Lib raps. I mean, sorry, JD raps over all of Madlib beats. like all the beats that JD raps is Madlib beats, and all the beats that Madlib raps is JD beats.
Yep, yep. So like they so basically rapping on each other's beats.
Yeah,
yep,
yeah,
yep.
Basically. Say it in three words.
Yeah, yeah. Really dope concept. Like, yeah, it's take crazy. Two super dope producers and like, hey, let's rap on each other's beats. Like, that's a really dope concept.
I find the whole way that that relationship developed was pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. Like, well, the story that I've read and heard from, you know, from my bro and from people around is that basically, like, Madlib had rapped on my brother's beats and he had, like, basically sent the album back. And he had joints, like, like, yeah, a whole album, you know. And my brother's like, yo, why you rapping on my joints? But then eventually that turned to, okay, I'm going to rap on your joints now. And then, you know, they like, I feel like they thought I was like, you know, because, again, like, my brother respected Madlib so much. That was one of his favorite producers. So I feel like he thought, like, okay, well, you know. And then I guess they put it together, like, why don't we just rap on each other's beats, boom, boom, boom. And
From an interview with your brother was that he was just like, this is happening. Let's just do this for real, and let's actually do this. It's not just...
Yeah, yeah, if we're going to do it, let's do it for real.
Let's not just do this halfway. Let's actually do an album and like, yeah, make it. Yeah. So that's crazy. I always thought that was a great concept, and it was a great album for sure.
For sure.
Classic.
Yo, you should make him envy. Yeah. Yo, you should rocks, make him envy. Yeah, it's Illa J, yo, I beat right here, G. About to do my thing, and I'ma spit the flows, I'ma make you see clearly, yeah. Dear me, write a letter to myself on the air, I'ma kill these rhymes that I do right now. I'm coming off the top with a dome, I'm so ill, G. About to do it like that, gonna keep it so real for real. You ain't ready, my name ain't for real. My name is L, and it rhymes with Dill. Dill up, my brother, we do this like no other. Up in the game, we can't, not undercover. We up front with the shit we do, because we keep it real, we keep it real true. That truth that we spit up in the booth, you know how we do it. I won't let go, I'm gonna keep going. I got this torch, and I already know that I'm gonna keep blowing up. When I do all this singing stuff that I can do that don't need a ring and stuff, yeah. Cause it's within my heart, and he about to bring another beat, and I'm about to spark that like it's another joint, yeah. Cause I rep that, yeah. Detroit 313, yeah. And right now I'm in Montreal, about to keep it real, about to keep it going like we rolling on them wheels with the spinners back in the day. By the way, my dad wrote a song for the spinners. It's a shame, yeah, he wrote that, yeah, just like my brother James paved the path for me to do my thing. Good me right now, paving my own lane, and I kill it like that, yeah, I kill it like that, yeah, I kill it like that. And the ideas never drink, no, I keep it flowing always, because I know it, I'm that GNC boy number 32, like Magic Johnson throwing the fucking dimes in the corner so you can hit the three. You know me, that boy from that SSV. And I just rhyme like that. I ain't even taking water. I ain't getting no H2O. Cause I got that crazy flow that keep you going. And got you all dancing in your crib. Got you all living like you live. And you see what I do. And you be like, yo. You be like, yo, yo. That good dude got flow. He be crazy with it. Yo, he about to get mad though. Because he doing it well. Yeah, he doing it well. And you know that I'm gonna excel. Like I'm LL to the Cool J, get the late days. See him every day, especially when I'm in Montreal. Sunny day, so many fine ladies out here. Like, what? You ain't ready for me. I'm coming step up and me doing my thing. And I'm like, what's up? Because it's LJ. Yeah, guess what? I'm from the slum and I'm clean as fuck. I ain't from bum. I'm about to do my thing. So you ain't ready because I still blow from the song. If you heard the real song, you would know that I'm doing that pattern that right now. Because I do it real funky, keep it real chunky. Like that song from Bruno Mars. Yo, I just messed up his name, but I don't care. Cause I'm about to do my thing, yo, and you stare at the glare that I have right now. Cause the sun's shining right in my face. It's that beam. You ain't ready for my team. We about to get all the money green. Money making machine over here. It's Yancy Boys, we about to get it. Let's do it. It's like that. Yeah, it's like that. Yeah, it's like that. It's like that. What? Yeah, Fat Cat, represent. Okay, next beat. Yo, just be the next beat that I rule. About to take you rapping dudes to school. You ain't ready for me because I bring in it cruel. I don't care about you chicks that look drooling. Or look for me when you talk that groupie. Man, skip it. I ain't about to come over here and rip it for nothing. No, I'm doing this for me, for my team, for my city. I gotta make sure we represent it everywhere that I go. So people know that we are the illest and we rock the show when we make the people go real crazy. Keep the feeling, keep people feeling real good. And you know it's like that, like, you know it's like real, like, the people over here be up on the hill, like, smoke another joint and trying to see if they can get skilled like me. But it will never happen, not through any type of weather, cause I'm that dude. I stay always working and I've been doing that forever. So you will never catch up, cause I got time, that time ahead of you. And you will never rhyme like the dude like me, because I got the mad skills. Still a J up in the spot, and you know I'm for real. Everybody, put your hands in the sky if you feeling like this. She feeling the most high. Everybody, yeah, put your hands in the sky if you feeling this guy that's putting all the rhymes in your ear that you hearing right now when they timeless, like the first song on my first album. Yeah, got that, that climax with it. Okay, I'ma give you a little melody right now, cause this beat makes me wanna sing. Yeah, oh, give you a new melody right now, something you can sing. Yeah, yeah, I'm trying to make you climax. Yeah, yeah, I'm trying to get that dough stack. Yeah, I'm trying to get all my people back in the place to be, so we can celebrate the things, things we do in our life. Yeah, celebrate it in that money, celebrate it in that shine. Yeah, we all together, everything is alright. Like Kendrick said, yeah, everybody get that bread. Hold your head up high, hold your hand to the sky. You know we got it, you're the most high. Don't take care of you and just know that, that, yeah, just know that, just know that, just know that, that, that. I drop in them gems and you catch that, that, that. Oh, Don't sell yourself, you do. Don't sell yourself to fall in love. Things you do, don't. 1, 2, yeah, Ladies loving my music, it's like some sex shit. Niggas trying to grip up the mic like it's a dick. Run around the corner, they pick up the new shit. It's a sweet sex, a nigga to get sex. I'm the motherfucker gripping the mic like it's a joke. Niggas fall in love with the music like it's a hole. Put down your soul, you lost your whole flow. You take it too seriously like it's a gamble. Fuck this rap shit, I listen to classical. In the studio, look as usual. Picking up my lyrical from niggas that you would know. I'm out of this, y'all wanna be below. Y'all niggas in love with the S, yeah. Y'all niggas in love with the S. Say word.
To fall in love. Things don't sell yourself to fall in love. Things you do.
Yeah. 1, 2, Illa J, Answer Boys, Pro V, Album Home, Montreal. It's that soul. Peace.
Thank you so much, Illa J, for a great performance, man. Not freestyle slash performance, I'll call that. You know, thanks for talking it up with us and playing those exclusive tracks, man. We really appreciate you.
No, man, thanks for having me, man. Yeah, respect, man. Much love.
Yeah, man. All the way live radio, CKUT 90.3. Stay tuned for Off the Hour. And that's pretty much it. Peace.
Peace.
time to make an appointment for your booster dose against COVID-19. Visit quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence plan for your area and book your appointment online. To continue protecting yourself against COVID-19 and its variants, get a booster dose and keep following distancing measures, wearing a mask, and washing your hands. The booster dose, the best way to stay protected longer. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
There is this thing going on.
What is called
the news brought to you live.